You're listening to a WYXR archive, and it's Pledge Drive Week. If you're enjoying this show, please donate today to keep community radio alive in Memphis and this archive going strong. Support right now at WYXR.org.
City of Memphis.
Thanks for listening to Baroque Down Palace here on WYXR 91.7. I'm your host, Pat Sansone. I want to invite you to support WYXR during our fall pledge drive. Listener donations power everything here, our DJs, our archives, our live sessions, and curated shows like the Baroque Down Palace. If you enjoy what we do here at the show, please take a minute to give at WYXR.org. Become a sustaining member at any level, and you'll help ensure WYXR keeps serving Memphis with eclectic, community-driven radio. From me and everyone here at the station, thank you.
I know that it needs strings. That I do know.
Right.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm your host, Patrick Sansone, here to bring you another 2 hours of music from the 1960s and 1970s that incorporates some orchestral elements into the picture. And this week, let's get started with some of the giants of this approach to pop music. This is the Beatles with She's Leaving Home here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
Most of our lives
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Father snores as his wife gets into dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She,
we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving. Far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She, what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Is the one
should I wait? I don't know what is going on. I just know that it's going on. Is it the truth or is it all lies? Can I believe what I see in her eyes? When she says yes, is she saying no? What can I do? I really don't know. Give me just a little more light. 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 I look at the sun as it's going down. Cause it's spinning round. I look at the sun, but it turned his back. I need some affection, that's a fact. Will I win or will I lose? Will I leave with my heart all bruised? If this is the way that it's gonna be, well, I really can't say that it's good for me. Give me just a little more light. Give me just a little more light. Give me just a little more light.
He polishes old coin. He uses spitting cloth and ashes. He makes them shine with ashes. He knows the use of ashes. He worships God with ashes. The coins are often very old by the time they reach the jeweler. With his hands and ashes, he will try the best he can. He knows that he can only shine them, cannot repair the scratches. He knows that even new coins have scars, so he just his hands will blister badly. They will often open painfully, and the blood flows from his hands. He works to take from black coin faces thumbprints from so many ages. He wishes he could cure the scars. When he forgets, he sometimes cries. We'll be right back.
That's the artist known as Pearls Before Swine with a track called The Jeweler from the album The Use of Ashes, released in 1970. This was the fourth album for Pearls Before Swine and their second major label release on Reprise Records. Pearls Before Swine was the work of songwriter and producer and singer Tom Rapp, and he released a few more albums as Pearls Before Swine and a few records under his own name. This record was recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, with some of the cream of the crop session musicians on the Nashville scene at the time. Some of the musicians that formed the group 615 Area Code, the great Charlie McCoy, and others. And the album was written in the Netherlands with Tom Rapp's wife, Elizabeth, who was originally from there. Starting the set, it was The Beatles with She's Leaving Home from 1967's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Track written and sung by Paul McCartney and arranged by a British arranger named Mike Leander. And Mike Leander was a big arranger on the UK scene in the early 60s, arranging lots of tracks for artists like Cliff Richard, the Rolling Stones, Lulu, Marianne Faithfull. And Paul McCartney became aware of him when Marianne Faithfull recorded her own version of his song Yesterday, and Mike Leander had arranged the orchestral arrangement for that track. At the time of recording this song, She's Leaving Home, for Sgt. Pepper, the story is that George Martin was not able to write an arrangement for this song because he had prior engagements, and McCartney was anxious to get an arrangement together for this song, so he called Mike Leander. So this is the first track in the Beatles canon with an orchestral score that was not arranged by George Martin. I believe the only other track that had an arrangement by an arranger other than George Martin was The Long and Winding Road from Let It Be, which had a string arrangement by Richard Hewson. After the Beatles, we heard the Troggs with Love Is All Around, a single from 1967. After that, it was the artist Lobby Siffra with a song called A Little More Line from his debut self-titled album, which was released in 1970. He had a big hit the following year with the song It Must Be Love, which was later covered in the 1980s by the band Madness. And that was followed by Pearls Before Swine with The Jeweler. Let's get into the next set here with another Paul McCartney composition. This is Blackbird, as recorded by the band Harper's Bazaar here on the Baroque Down Palace. Here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. See all your life.
memories back when you were here, of your smile, your easy laughter, of your kiss, those moments after. I think of you and think of you and think of you. Of the dreams we dreamt together, of the love we vowed would never melt like snowflakes in the sun. My days now end as they begun with thoughts of you, and I think of you and think of you. Down the streets I walked with you, seeing others doing things we do. Now these thoughts are haunting me of how complete I used to be. And in these times we're apart, I'll hear this song that breaks my heart and think of you. And I think of you and think of you and think of you.
Fun. And the future you're giving me holds nothing foregone. I've no wish to be living 60 years on.
Margot Gurion with The Sun from her one and only full-length album, which was called Take a Picture. It was released in 1968. Margot Gurion was a songwriter. She wrote some songs that were chart successes for other artists in the 60s, but this was her one album that she released singing her own material. She had written songs for Spanky and Our Gang. Glen Campbell, Astrid Gilberto recorded one of her songs. But this album, Take a Picture, was fairly obscure for a long time. Did not sell very much on its initial release in 1968, but gained a cult following over the years and was re-released in the early 2000s. Starting off this set, it was Harper's Bazaar with their version of Paul McCartney's Blackbird, Harper's Bazaar, Sunshine, California pop band, who often collaborated with Van Dyke Parks, who did a lot of arranging for them. He might have arranged this track, but I'm not sure. One of the members of Harper's Bazaar was the musician Ted Templeman, who went on to become one of the most successful record producers in the 1980s, working with Michael Jackson, Carly Simon, lots of others, and produced the first six studio albums for the band Van Halen. After that, it was Sixto Rodriguez with I Think of You from his album Coming from Reality from 1971. This was his second album, released under the artist name Rodriguez, and they were not successful at the time of their release in the United States, but they did have success, big success, in South Africa and also in Australia, which was unknown to Rodriguez at the time, and he only discovered this many years later, and there's a great documentary about this story called Searching for Sugar Man. That was followed by Elton John with 60 Years On from his debut album called Elton John, released in 1970, an extremely ambitious debut release from an artist. And this track and many of Elton John's early albums feature these extremely cinematic string arrangements by the great arranger Paul Buckmaster. And that was followed by Margot Gurion with The Sun. You are listening to The Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. And we are going to take a short break and be back with more music after this on The Baroque Down Palace. Welcome back to the show. Let's get into our third set. This is Paul Williams and a song called Time here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Time. cowards and the kings. And well, you must remember, time, when did you begin trading your tomorrows for worn out yesterday?
sat there on the coast of Marseille. My thoughts came by like wind through my hand. How good it be to hold you? How good it be to feel like that again? How good it be to feel like that again? Would you be remembering me? I ask that question time and again. The answer came and haunted me so. I did not want to think it again. I did not want to think it again. Loving you yet.
Faces all around. They possess you, bless you, sunshine. Now you can never let them down. I say sunshine. Sunshine, sunshine. Is that a cloud across your smile? Or did you dream again last night? It's best you rest inside a while, as blue doesn't seem to suit you right. Things ain't what they used to be. I say pain and rain, misery, illness in the family, sunshine means a lot to me. I say sunshine. But could it be sunshine is drifting with midnight and lonely when everyone's gone? Blue crystal spirits and gardens in moonlight leave a week alone and bleak, all quiet and gray by dawn. Sunshine, sunshine, rising too late to chase the cold and failing to change the frost to dew. She's trading her mood of yellow gold for frostbitten shades of silver blue. Friends and lovers past and gone, Lord, and no one waiting further on. I'm running short of things to be, and sunshine means quite a lot to me. I say sunshine, whoa, sunshine.
That is James Taylor with Sunshine, Sunshine from his debut album, which came out in 1968 on the Apple record label. Apple Records being the label that the Beatles and the Beatles organization ran. And he was discovered by Peter Asher, who was in the Beatles circle. Peter Asher was Peter of Peter and Gordon, who had had some hits in the mid-60s. And Paul McCartney had actually lived in the Asher household for several years because he was dating Peter Asher's sister, the actress Jane Asher. So a lot of Beatle connections with James Taylor in his early days. The song Something that was on the Beatles album Abbey Road was actually inspired by a James Taylor song called Something in the Way She Moves that was on this debut album as well. And the album was orchestrated by Richard Hewson, who we mentioned earlier as being the arranger who arranged the strings for The Long and Winding Road, which was on Let It Be. We started this set with Paul Williams and a song from his debut album, which came out in 1970, and the album was called Someday Man, and the name of the track that we heard is called Time. Paul Williams was a big star in the 1970s, wrote a lot of songs that other people had hits with. He wrote We've Only Just Begun for the Carpenters. He wrote songs for Helen Reddy. He wrote the wonderful songs for the first Muppet movie, including the song Rainbow Connection. And the Monkees actually covered a song by him called Someday Man, which is the title of this album. After Paul Williams, we heard Bill Withers with a song called Better Days, the theme from a film called Man and Boy that came out in 1971. After that, it was Keith Sykes with a song called The Coast of Marseille from his album from 1977 called The Way That I Feel, featuring a gorgeous string arrangement arranged and conducted by the great arranger Carl Marsh from Memphis, Tennessee, famous for his work in his early days on the Big Star album Sister Lovers, Big Star's Third. Keith Sykes is a songwriter's songwriter, and this particular song that we heard, The Coast of Marseille, Jimmy Buffett once commented that he thought it was one of the best songs ever written, and he recorded a version of it himself with the Coral Reefer Band. He also recorded a song of Keith Sykes called Volcano in the later 70s and eventually asked Keith to join the Coral Reefer Band, which he was in for a few years. Keith Sykes was part of the songwriting circle that included Emmylou Harris, Jerry Jeff Walker, John Prine, etc. And this album, The Way That I Feel, released in 1977, was Keith Sykes' third album. And in the year 1980, Keith Sykes appeared on both Austin City Limits and Saturday Night Live. And after Keith Sykes, it was James Taylor with Sunshine, Sunshine. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you once again for spending this hour with me. It is my pleasure every week to bring this music your way. And we are going to go out with a band called Steve Harvey and Cockney Rebel with a song from their album Psycho Mondo, which came out in 1974. And this is a song called Ritz here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Covered kisses, glazed calico cloth, my costume this is. Come to Pablo Funkies in Indigo, and we'll show you pastel shades of rhyme. Come.
The Baroque Down Palace comes to you from WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and is brought to you by the generosity of listeners like you. Donate to your local station today. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com. Thanks for listening to Baroque Down Palace here on WYXR 91.7. I'm your host, Pat Sansone, and as we wrap, I want to invite you to support WYXR during our fall pledge drive. Listener donations power everything here, our DJs, our archives, our live sessions, and curated shows like The Baroque Down Palace. If you enjoy what we do here at the show, please take a minute to give at wyxr.org. Become a sustaining member at any level, and you'll help ensure WYXR keeps serving Memphis with eclectic, community-driven radio. From me and everyone here at the station, thank you.